Good morning. Welcome to the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting of February 19th. Please take the roll.
Committee Chair Peterson?
Here.
Director Darcy?
Here.
Director Gonzalez?
Here.
Chair Wilson? So, Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any public comment today? Okay, no public comment. Okay. Item number four, approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting and executive sessions held on October 16th of 2013, November 13th of 2013, and January 15th of 2014. Are there any comments or changes to those minutes? Okay. There being none, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Executive Director Christy.
I don't have anything this morning. We're all happy that it's warmed up. The only thing that I will say, and it almost goes without saying now, but I do want to just congratulate our maintenance division and the great job they've been doing this winter on the tollways roads. Everywhere I go, I get compliments about them. They've just done a fantastic job of, you know, managing our inventory of materials and making sure that our roads are, frankly, more than just passable, but I think exemplary given the very difficult winter weather we have had. I don't know, we're on storm 28 or 29 for the season. It's just, it's unbelievable. So they've done a fantastic job. That's the only thing I have.
I concur. You received many, many compliments about the tollway during these difficult times, and people always say it's a pleasure to be on our roads. So I concur. Thank you. Let's go to finance. Has three items today. Mike, do you want to walk us through those?
Sure. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, directors.
Good morning.
Finance has two items for the committee this morning. The first item is approval of the 2013 retiree health insurance payment to Central Management Services for health insurance benefits. They administer these health insurance benefits, and per state law, Tollway is obligated to reimburse the state annually for its pro rata share of the state cost of those benefits. Each month, we do receive a listing of the enrollees that receive these benefits from the state employees retirement system. We review that information, make sure that their actual service time is correct with respect to each of those beneficiaries, each of those former employees. And then we note the premium total for the month. However, we're only billed at the end of each year. So while we've accrued this expense on our books and it has been covered in the budget, we don't actually make the payment to the state, the payment to Central Management Services, until the end of the year. This year we had 995 enrollees that were eligible and were provided benefits, and the total contribution is $5,288,598.81. So finance requests approval for this item to be placed on the board's consent agenda.
And this had, it looks like about 37 new retirees from last year.
Is that right? Yes, the increase of about 37. The enrollment actually increased a little under 4%. The cost per enrollee increased about 0.9%.
Okay. And does this anticipate any changes that are in progress in Springfield at all as far as?
I know there will be changes to the program in 2014, correct, John, in terms of requirements of retirees to enroll in certain...
Right. The way the program is going to go, the way the program is changing is that previously this was for those employees that were eligible for Medicare. This was supplemental coverage, so you would present your bills to the Medicare program and then you would present your bills to the state. The state has changed this, and now they have what they call, it's a combined Medicare program, so that you have one program through United Healthcare, for example, is the biggest carrier of this, where you will present just one card and it will be a combination of the Medicare and the supplemental program. We anticipate that this will lower the cost of the benefit itself, and you should see that during 2014.
Thank you. Any questions?
Item two on the finance agenda is a resolution which increases the upper limit for a merchant card service agreement that we have with Vantiv, which is on the third. And it increases that upper limit by $10 million, from $35 million to $45 million, for the contract period, a three-year contract period that ran from December 2011 through November 2014. Back in 2011, early 2011, the tollway issued an RFP, sought competitive proposals for merchant card services. Vantiv was the selected vendor, the top firm. They process credit card transactions for all the tollways credit card transactions, but they also settle those transactions. So some of those funds with Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. We do have a separate agreement with American Express to settle American Express cards with them directly. This contract was awarded prior to the toll increase that went into effect in 2012. So we had not calculated back, it happened in May of 2011, so we obviously had not calculated the impact of the additional revenue and therefore the additional fees that would be we would be required to pay as a result of collecting more revenue through credit card transactions. To give you a sense, most of this is actually a pass. Most of the fees that are paid to Vantiv are really passed through the credit card companies and MasterCard and Discover. This $10 million increase will result in about a $300,000 increase in payments that Vantiv keeps for processing. The rest will be passed through to the credit card companies as fees associated with the transactions, the interchange and discount fees that you pay MasterCard and Visa. This contract, the initial term of it, will expire at the end of November. We will, we do anticipate coming back later this year to seek a renewal of this agreement. We've worked very well with them and are likely to be seeking a renewal later this year. So with that, finance recommends approval of this item.
I'll need to recuse myself on this item, but are there any questions in regards to this?
Is this a 2% rate? Is that what I'm seeing here on the transaction fees?
The transaction fees average in total about 2.1%.
And then the Durbin Amendment, is a deduction behind that?
The Durbin Amendment provided for some decreases in certain types of transactions. I believe they were debit card transactions. So that actually helped reduce the increase that we're requesting.
Any questions? Okay. I believe there's only two items in finance. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Any objections? Let's see. I need to take finance item one. Take them separately here. Item one, I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Consent agenda. Item number two, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? I'm recusing myself. The motion passes and moves to the full board. Consent agenda. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Procurement has many items here. Hi, John.
Good morning, Director.
Go ahead.
We have four items, but I know Paul will be delighted to present 34 in a little bit. So the first item is an award of a tollway request for proposal to purchase FMLA administration services. So we conducted an RFP process late last year. We received two proposals. One of the proposals were deemed non-responsive to the Board of Elections requirement. They weren't registered with the board. So award is recommended to FMLA Source Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $86,130 for a three-year term. So they are the incumbent vendor, and we've been satisfied with their performance and recommend the award to them. Second item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase 221 carbon monoxide detectors on an as-needed basis. So these detectors are used throughout the tollway, and they tie into our building automation system. If any irregularities are detected, our operations department will receive a system alert to see what potential issues exist out there. These aren't the common carbon monoxide detectors that we find at Home Depot, Menards. Award is recommended to RACO LIC LLC in a total amount not to exceed $55,868 for a three-year period.
Does that include labor and materials?
No, our operations department will install them. And they have a three-year life expectancy, too. So they get replaced every 3 years.
So the cost of those individual detectors is much greater than what you pick up?
Yeah, because these tie into our building automation system. And again, our operations department receive alerts if there's any irregularities with the air quality.
So there's a lot more high-tech and
absolutely.
A lot more involved in these detectors.
There is. Like I said, they're wired right into our building automation system. So at any point in time, we could look into a web-based application to check the air quality in any of our sites, our toll booths, anywhere where these detectors exist.
Thanks.
Sure. Third item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase an archive writer and maintenance. So this device will be utilized to film accident reports, accounts receivable annual reports, audit reports, deposit slips, payroll vouchers, and utility permits, to name a few. Award is recommended to the lowest responsive bidder, Datamation Imaging Services Corp., in a total amount not to exceed $62,064.80 for a three-year period. And that does include maintenance for the 3 years. And the fourth and final item is an emergency extension of our traffic and security monitoring and management system maintenance contract with Mead Electric. This vendor provides maintenance and support of our cameras, dynamic message signs, portable message signs, and our weigh-in motion stations. This extension is required while we conduct an RFP process to replace this contract. Award is recommended to Mead Electric Company Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $225,000 for a 90-day term. Any questions?
Any questions? No questions? Any objections to take all four items together? There being none, do I hear a motion to approve under procurement items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board consent agenda. Thanks, Sean. Engineering. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, directors. As John mentioned, 34 items on engineering's agenda today. Before we discuss the individual details of the separate items, I did want to make a general note. This month, with our construction contracts, there's 15 of them, almost $250 million of award amounts. I didn't go back and check, through past board, engineering board agendas, but this has to be like one of the highest ones that we've ever done. We are making a big push to get this work out now because, spring has not arrived yet, although there are some signs that it's coming, which I'm happy about. But, we're putting ourselves in a position to really hit the ground running. You'll see on each of these contracts, the engineer's estimate and our budget. And overall, I want to tell you that of the $248 million, we're coming within $1.3 million of the budget amount. So there are some ups and downs on the individual contracts, but overall, the program, it's really moving forward. I'm confident, that this work is going to get done for us in a quality manner, and I'm happy to bring these items to you and excited to get started on them.
Good.
I think it's not necessarily unexpected that we would have this kind of volume because this is going to be the largest year in our history.
This is correct. 1.4 million.
Billion.
Nice thought.
1.4 million, we're done. Probably knew it right less than the last few minutes. Okay. Item number one. All the first 15 are construction contracts. Item one is for a construction contract to do some surface grinding on I-88 between the Fox River Bridge and Illinois Route 59. We got three bids. Penhall Company is the low bidder, $3,076,781.55. They are going to be a first-time prime for the Illinois Tollway. They did have a DVE shortfall of 2.75%. I think it's 76.
Yeah.
The goal was 21%.
It was 21%, yes.
And I believe the diversity...
This is one of those cases where we're going to be able to bypass the full waiver process. We reviewed the documentation submitted by the contractor up front. It looks very thorough, very complete, very well justified, so we're going to go ahead and grant that 2.76% waiver.
So we're recommending award of this.
This is an unbundled...
Yep. Item two is a construction contract award, and this is to do some repairs on our Displains River Valley Bridge that's on the south extension of I-355. They're going to replace the navigational lighting, do some upgrades to the signage on the bridge, and then also build a little concrete wall around one of the piers underneath the bridge. We got four bids on this contract. Lohr Construction Company was the low bidder at $3,298,685.55. They've committed to meeting our DB goal. And Lohr actually won this bid based on their earned credit program, right?
Yep. Easy.
So we're recommending award.
Oh, just a small correction, which we'll make sure it gets reflected at the time of board meeting. The actual DBE goal was 17%. This contractor was at 1.35% over the goal.
So it should read 17 and
right.
17.35?
No, it should be 17% DBE
and
goal 18 and committed
18.35. Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
1.35 over. So
That's item two.
Yeah, one thing that I saw here when I reviewed these is that a lot of we have talked about before, the subcontractors, like they're used multiple times throughout these contracts.
Yes.
And I know it's not our responsibility to monitor their capacity or monitor how they're doing, but through the primes, it just kind of jumped out at me. I see a lot of these smaller firms that are going to do sub work, a lot of the same work in each of the different, with each of the different primes, just, you know, worried about capacity.
Yeah, I mean, capacity is going to be definitely a concern of ours throughout the beginning years of this program. And hopefully, you know, by providing a consistent amount of work to the community, that they're going to recognize that the work is there on the bid arm. It's going to encourage companies to get involved in our work. We do a lot of outreach. We do a lot of networking. As you mentioned, though, at the end of the day, I mean, we will hold the prime responsible for doing the work. They have a bond that says, you know, they are supported financially. So,
and frankly, I believe that our technical assistance efforts, although very in their crawling states, you know, because it's just less than a year they've been in place, are beginning to pay off. We see a good influx of new contractors coming to the tollway, attempting to bid on it, not always successfully, both as prime and subs. I mean, so it's slowly coming, but it is coming. I do see that impact of new subs and primes. So.
I think one other general comment. On the construction contracts, because these contracts span over, you know, typically a whole construction season, the prime contractors are responsible for telling us and giving us their subcontractors, and they get approval for them. At the time of bid, they are only required to provide us with the DBE subcontractors. So you'll see a lot of the same names because it's primarily just the DBE subcontractors that they're coming forward with.
I see.
They do bring other subcontractors on board as the job progresses, and they have to bring them on board. There is a requirement, John, right? They have to give it to us like 15 days before they plan to use them.
20.
So you are seeing a group, but and the reason is because they are disclosing the DBE subcontractors to us because they want to tell us how they're going to meet their goal. You know, overall, I mentioned it's about $250 million worth of construction awards that we're doing today. 20-point-something% is committed to DBE, the blended amount, which is like $45 million overall. So you'll see on the construction contract awards, they are coming in at least meeting or exceeding, you know, the goals that we've advertised, which I'm happy about.
Thank you.
So number three is a construction contract. This is for bridge painting, 7 locations on the Tri-State and the Veterans. We received 4 bids on this contract, and we're going to have a new tollway primes. It's a DMBE firm, Era Valdivia Contractors. They're the low bidder at $3,456,620.52. They, of course, are going to have no trouble meeting their DMBE goal. Item number 4 is a construction contract award. This is for some repairs and improvements at 3 maintenance facilities, DeKalb, Dixon, and Rockford. We got 4 bids on this contract. Broadway Electric is a low bidder at $2,191,000. They've committed to meeting our DB goal. We do have, in our Move Illinois program, we are going to be rebuilding some of our maintenance facilities. DeKalb and Dixon are not scheduled to be rebuilt, so the repairs that they're doing are the near-term repairs that we need to do to make sure the facility is able to operate effectively. Item 5 is a construction contract award. This is for work at 3 ramp plazas on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We want to do this ramp work now because it's gonna get this work out of the way when we come in and do the mainline widening and reconstruction effort. We received only 1 bid on this contract, FH Passion SN Nielsen. They were the low bidder at $5,323,701.59. They're committing to meet our DBE goal. We did a lot of outreach on this job. It is a smaller job, and it combines a couple different work efforts. There is some concrete paving work that needs to be done at the ramp plazas themselves, and there's some electrical work that needs to be done to install the toll collection equipment. And I think we learned in this contract that, you know, if we're not overloaded on one or the other, it makes it hard. It makes it hard for an electrical contractor to consider being the prime on this if there's not enough electrical work, and it makes it hard for a general contractor to consider doing it if there's not enough, you know, concrete work.
Are you concerned about the engineer's estimate of the bid, about almost $2 million apart?
I noticed, you know, that they are off, the engineer's estimate off. We want to move forward with it because, as I mentioned, we want to get this work out of the way when we come through and do the mainline widening and reconstruction effort. That is an option for us. You know, we could defer it till then. In general, I want to get as much work done as we can so that we can meet our $1.4 billion goal for this season. And because Passion is a qualified bidder and they did submit a bid to us that we feel we can accommodate within the budget. As I mentioned, we don't think we have a budget issue on 990. We were recommending moving forward with it.
Anybody else have any questions or concerns about that? No. Okay.
Item 6, it's a construction contract for a new entrance ramp at Irene Road. This is going to be a new eastbound entrance ramp to the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. This work is consistent with our IGA that we had, this intergovernmental agreement that we've entered into with Greene County and the City of Belvedere and Flora Township. The board approved that in November of 2012. We received 2 bids on this contract. William Charles Construction Company is the low bidder at $1,434,800.52, and they are going to commit to meet our DBE goal.
Is this under review here on award amount, just kind of a holdover from the draft version?
It must be.
Yeah.
Item 7 is a construction contract award. This is for reconstruction of the Illinois 25 interchange on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. This contract also includes about 1 mile of mainline reconstruction and widening at the interchange itself. We got 3 bids on this contract. Cody Construction is the low bidder at $59,221,518.61, and they have committed to meet our DB goal.
For a full interchange? Is that what it's a full interchange?
We have an existing interchange there. It does accommodate entrances and exits from both directions right now, so it's basically rebuilding what we have out there and improving it.
Any concerns on the engineer's estimates? I mean, on the bids, all you have multiple bids here, and I still about they're about $4.5 to $5 million apart from the engineer's estimates. So they basically these contractors looked at this job being a little more complicated than what was originally estimated?
And that's what we, that's what the engineers determined also in the review of the bid.
Okay.
There was cited some jacking of some large storm sewers that we underestimated the price of that work, and all the bidders seemed to look at it the same way. As I mentioned, we still feel good about this bid amount. We still feel it's in line with our overall program goals and our overall program budget for I-90, and we'd like to move forward with that. Item 8 is a construction contract award. This is for pavement reconstruction and bridge widening on the Kennedy to near the Tri-State. This is in the westbound direction. So it's that, it's a short piece of roadway, 1.6 miles, but it's a very complicated section of the roadway. There's a lot of traffic in that section. It is 50 plus year old pavement there, which we want to reconstruct. IDOT's doing some work at Cumberland Avenue, just to the east of this project, and they have some traffic shifts going on underneath Cumberland Avenue right now, so we would like to just do our work now so that coincides with IDOT work, disturb the customers one season only, and then get out of their way before we start the major work on I-90 to the west of there from the Tri-State out to Elgin in 2015. Shall I go on?
Yep.
Okay, item 9. This is a construction contract award to replace the existing Roselle Road interchange along I-90, including the bridge carrying Roselle Road over I-90 and the ramps carrying traffic to and from the east. These are existing ramps. We're doing this work at Roselle. We know that we are working on an intergovernmental agreement right now to possibly enhance this interchange. None of that enhancement work is included in this contract. The main thing we're trying to do is get the bridge out of the way so that we can, you know, widen and reconstruct 90 underneath there in 2015. I will mention though that, you know, we designed our bridge and our existing ramp so that will tie in with any future improvements that the locals might want to participate with. So we're trying to do it in a manner where we don't preclude them from doing the future enhancement work or for us partnering with them on the future enhancement work, but still get the bridge out of the way in time so that we can rebuild the mainline roadway and widen it. We do note that the money we spend on doing this existing work, we've already entered into memorandums of understanding with the locals that says that our money we spend now on this work will count towards our contribution to the overall interchange. We got 7 bids on this contract. Lower Construction is the low bidder at $22,391,150.09. They've committed to meeting our DB goal, and they also won this bid based on their earned credit program credits.
Once they use that, they exhaust that. They can't use it again on the credit, right?
But if subcontractors have accumulated it,
they can
they
use
can
their subcontractors, and they
so
can
this may not
hire
be
new
just,
people.
Right,
to
this may not be Loring only.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
they
no,
may
they
or may
actually,
not.
Loring is very good at using
yes, I know that they are, but it's possible that these ECP credits that are shown here also represent
is primarily subs in this case.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. They once they use them, it encourages them to keep, you know, using ECP
accruing
candidates
it, right,
to
yeah
build them up again.
ECP, you monitor that so you know you keep up running.
Yes, we do.
Along that
yeah, team. Exactly. Of all the candidates that are participating in terms of the individuals that are benefiting and also the contractors that are using them, how much credit they have each left, be it a prime or so.
Okay, thank you.
Item 10. Construction contract award for reconstruction of the Bartlett Road Bridge. This is over the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We got 5 bids on this contract, and FH Passion SN Nielsen and Associates is a low bidder at $6,465,340.50. And they have committed to meet our DB goal on this.